Okay, so I reverse engineered the dark side. They want to pull you into the dark side. The narcissist, the reason the narcissist tries to provoke you and hurt you and upset you and attack you or get you in a pride war or whatever they can do to get you in the flesh is because the flesh is the kingdom of darkness. And so if they can get you into the kingdom of darkness, they sold out to the devil so the queen of heaven can talk to them and tell them stuff only if you're in their kingdom. But when you're in the kingdom of light, they can't see you. When you're in the spirit walk, they can't see you. They can't find you. They can't see into your mind through the dark, you know, through their little dark side or whatever. They can't see you when you're walking in the spirit. But when you're walking in the flesh, that's all they know. They only know the dark side. And so that's the only thing they can function in. And so they're masters at that game. So they want to get you in the playing field of the dark side. As soon as I start talking about this, somebody runs out of the restaurant and is walking around the building looking for something. So if they get you in the dark side, then that's their power. That's their whole purpose, to get you in the flesh mind, because that's what they love. That's where they dwell. See, and so if they're in the flesh mind and that's where they dwell, and that's all they've known all their life, and that's what they use to gaslight, manipulate, control people. That's how they get you into their little nets and ropes and bands, and that's how they work. But when you just step out of it and walk in the spirit and choose not to go that route, they lose all power, lose all control, you know. So you know all things in Christ, so you know what they are, but they don't know what you are. They can only get you in the flesh to try to control you. That's their game. They don't understand freedom. They only understand they only understand people who have more power. They want to either be a slave to you or make you a slave to them or turn you into a copy of them. The devil wants to make copies. And so the devil is a hard taskmaster. He's a taskmaster, like slavery. And so the devil wants you to be like him, to make slaves under you. Instead of setting the captives free and setting people free, they want you to be a slave and want you to make slaves. That's the only thing they understand is slavery. They don't understand spirit walking. They can't. It's impossible. How can a slave understand freedom? If they've been a slave to the devil their whole life, how can they understand freedom? They can't. So if you take and you unfold the way they think as a slave, all they know is to make more slaves. And the only way they can make slaves is get you in their kingdom. And how do they get you in their kingdom? Get you to walk in the flesh. But you can just step out of it. Let's say they push you to get mad or something. See, you're just like, no, you're not just like them. That's not your identity. You just step out. You don't see, this is how these 501(c) churches, this is how the narcissists, this is how the Jezebel system works. They want you to be a slave. They want you to be in fear, doubt, worry, slavery. They don't want you to be free. They want you to be slaves. And they want you to be tied to the system so much, is so much drama and chaos and insanity, that they don't want you to experience the freedom. the whole system is the media, the emails, the news. It's all to find something that you want or desire to try to turn it into slavery, like to make you. It's kind of like the apple in front of a horse. You know, they hang the apple in the front of the horse, but you can never attain it or reach it. And that's how the system is. It gives you goals. And see, the perfectionists or the narcissists, they give you goals that you can't reach. And if you try to reach them, you'll never reach them. It's impossible. So the perfectionist tries to set up standards. Just like keeping up with the Joneses and keeping up with some kind of rule-based system is stupidity. Nobody can keep all the rules, that not even them. So when they try to set you up to get you to attain something that's impossible, it's setting you up for failure. Why? To split your mind, to get you frustrated, to get you upset. Because that's how they get power. They get a kick out of it. They enjoy it. They enjoy setting up all these rules that they don't even keep. They love it. They set up rules that they can't even keep. The whole system's a lie. The whole system's the flesh. This is why it has to crash and burn every so often. Because people start to see through it, so it has to crash and hide itself. In other words, when you see through the narcissist, they either got to run you off or they got to run. When you see through them, they got to run or run everybody off that sees through them. You see? It's a trip, to be honest with you. It is a trip. How do you know if you're dealing with a friend or a foe? One way that you can know is a friend is going to try to correct you or help you in humility. They're going to try to help you in humility, and they're going to try to help you walking alongside of you. They're not going to try to be above you and browbeat you. They're going to try to walk alongside of you. A friend or a foe? A foe who's pretending to help you, they don't want to help you. They want to help themselves. Their whole motivation is self, you know? All they care about is themselves. They're not there to help. They're there to build self up. And they get, like the Bible says, they get glory. If they can build you, they get glory out of you. I've seen this in the corporate. You're doing all the work. It's your gifts, but they try to get some, look at what I've created. Look what I have underneath me, or look what I've created. When they didn't create nothing, you already had the gift when you stepped into the scene. But they try to take credit for you. Because it's self-glory. Everything they do is self-glory. It's all about them. It's not about a servant leadership. They don't even know what servant leadership means. They never read any books about servant leadership. All they know is the leadership from the world's perspective.